So a quick note before we dive into today's episode. If you're trying to grow your business and you're wondering where the real gaps are, we built a free diagnostic tool that we are calling Q20. Give us 10 minutes and you'll get a custom analysis back. No pitch, no call required. ScalingCoach.com/Q20. Go there now. ScalingCoach.com/Q20. Are you thinking about how to grow your business with near and offshore staffing, but you're also wanting to make sure that it's reliable, cost-effective, and really well done? I think Doxa Talent is the way to go. Here's why. They don't just fill your jobs. They bring integrity, top talent, and a people-first approach that's hard to find. I've known the people at Doxa Talent for over 20 years now, and I say that you can count on them. I have. Talk to Doxa Talent, and you won't be disappointed. Go to doxatalent.com/Bill G. Again, that's doxatalent.com/Bill G. One more time, doxatalent.com/Bill G. Check it out today. Well, we spoke last time about the need to get more yeses, and whether you're pitching, selling, hiring, proposing, like whatever it is, raising money, you need to hear yes way more often. And when you hear yes, and when it's easy, life is easier. It's more enjoyable. Scaling up is a more enjoyable process. It doesn't have to suck so bad. And we want you to get better at that. So in addition to listening and thinking about what the other person wants, there is a couple other things that get in the way. Here's a big one. When you go in worrying about no, your whole focus is off. You expect no. You actually speak in a less exciting way. If I'm expecting a no from the other person, I'm bracing, I'm defensive, I'm worried about the no, I will actually say what I have to say, what I'm excited about, otherwise excited about, and I'll diminish it, I'll suppress it, I'll be less enthusiastic about it, I'll disconnect it, I won't say it in a way that it comes across to you as great, fun, and cool in your world. I will actually sabotage the whole thing before it's even finished out of my mouth. So if you're expecting no, you need to figure out how to set that no aside and speculate on why they might say yes and speak to the yes. You have to recognize that your no, your negativity, your fear about getting a no is getting in the way of your ever getting yes. So notice the fear, acknowledge the fear, move through the fear. Like you have the fear, just set the fear aside and now say, okay, and why might they be interested? What could be a win for them as well as for me, and start to move back past that fear. If the fear is really deep, then maybe you need some other kind of, I don't know, something else to sort, some other kind of resourcing, some therapy, something to get you sorted out, deal with your fear before you go and try to get yes to whatever you want to propose and shoot yourself in the foot with that. So get your worries about no out of the way so that you can actually create a compelling, engaging pitch proposal to someone. Hope that's helpful. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling. Are you ready to turn your goals into daily wins? You should check out our scoreboard software powered by Align. It's the official software for scaling up. With Scoreboard, you'll get an AI-driven coach for priorities and KPIs, and it'll help keep your team focused on what matters most. With Align, you can track your goals in real time, and you'll even see results on the go with their mobile app. You can rest easy knowing that Align has world-class onboarding and support to set your team up for success. This is really more than just software. It's what I actually use to manage growth in our scaling up client teams. Unlock clarity and results with Scoreboard by Align. To try it now, go to aligntoday.com/Bill G. One more time, aligntoday.com/Bill G. That's aligntoday.com/Bill G. Check it out and try it now. Thanks again for listening. I'm writing a book now called Busy is Broken. If this episode resonated with you, you'll probably enjoy the book too. It's coming September of 2026. To follow along, go to busyisbroken.com. That's busyisbroken.com.